Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mind of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, is Cole. I'm a red coat. Aller.
Speaking of red coats, it's the guy with the beans in his jeans. His name is Miko.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. What do we say after that? Lindsay's not here. I mean,
we don't have Emily, but we do actually here. We have a very special guest host. You heard him a couple episodes back. We got Steve back. Steve, introduce yourself,
brother.
What up,
guys? What's up?
Yeah.
And so that we get some estrogen energy up in here, we got our special guest, Lindsay.
From the UK.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Going international. Coal Mines goes international tonight.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, we're this going is international. Yeah. So we have no idea why this even started, but Lindsay posted at one point on Facebook that she was looking to go on a podcast, and I reached out to her, and I liked some of her stuff, and she's into Comic-Con and wrestling, and so I thought, shoot, she should be in Coal Mine.
Cool chick.
Yeah.
Cool. I was going to say that. That sounds like all the stuff I'm into.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I know. Yeah. You sound like the coolest person in the world. So, Lindsay, why don't you give us a little background on who you are and what you do?
Ooh, right. So, my name is Lindsay Jordan. I run a wrestling promotion in the northeast of England. So, I'm from the UK. Thus, my very strange accent.
We love it.
It's going to be a big hit with the audiences and the foreigners.
Yeah. If anybody ever asks, it's a Geordie accent, so that's what people from the northeast Newcastle area of England are called. They're called Geordies. But because I don't like associating with football, I tend to say I'm Northumbrian. So, because I'm on the border between England and Scotland, but I'm closer to Scotland, so I kind of say I'm Northumbrian.
Okay.
Scotland in the house.
Yeah, but so I have a wrestling promotion. I'm part of the OIWA with Sir Mo and loads of other talented guys in America. And I also am a host for Comic-Con events across the UK too.
Cool.
So I do all the stage hosting and stage management and organization side of things for that as well.
So the first question is, if you're hosting Comic-Con, who's the coolest person you got to meet?
Oh, James Cosmos was amazing. So he was in Braveheart, as well as like loads of other bits and pieces. Do you guys get Red Dwarf over there?
I'm familiar with it. Never heard of it.
What is that?
No. Cool, mate, you will love it. It is a sci-fi show, but it started sort of in the early 90s. It's cheesy as anything, and it's like, when it first started, it was quite low budget. Okay. There's a guy on there called Chris Barry, and I've worked with Chris Barry, and there's a guy in it as well who was the Cat, and he was also in the first Blade movie. He's done like loads of bits and pieces, so he was mint.
Okay.
And I've met 2, 3, 4 Doctor Who's.
Okay.
And interviewed them.
I've never even seen a single episode of Doctor Who, but
no.
I'm sorry to tell you this. I'm sorry. No. I'm not like you. Okay. I'm not into strange TV shows like that. with people who speak in accents I don't understand. But that being said, I was obsessed with a show called The IT Crowd for the longest time.
The IT Crowd is amazing.
Hello, IT. Absolutely. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Have you tried sticking it up your arse?
Now, Cole, is that your stick only up your knowledge? Arse. Is that your only knowledge of British culture?
The IT Crowd?
Yeah.
I don't even think the IT Crowd is British. I think it's Australian.
No, it's British. It's okay. Definitely British.
Yeah. Okay. That just shows that he has no knowledge of the culture.
That just shows.
Coal mind.
Hashtag coal mind.
Was the IT crowd big in Britain?
Yeah, it was. It was fairly big in Britain. It was. It was kind of pop culture-y of its time, and. The guys have obviously gone on to do quite big things from it as well. So, but yeah, Rich, I still watch it now because it's on Netflix. Yeah, so I watch it on a night time to fall asleep to.
I know that Richard Ayoade was in a couple of other things that I've seen. Mainly, you ever seen The Box Trolls? Me neither, but I have the Blu-ray of it. he was Moss in the IT Crowd.
Actually,
it's a good hello, IT. Yaha.
Yeah.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
That is very good, Cole.
Yes.
Have you switched it off and back on again?
Do it again, lady.
Have you switched it off and back on again?
Yes.
I love it.
When he got a concussion and thought he was Roy.
Now, we could spend all day just going through episodes, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Go on.
One of my favorite episodes is the one where they convince Jen that the internet is the box.
Yeah, and then they wrote a speech for her, and then she ended up not actually reading it. That was the one where boss actually went on a date with a woman who used to be a man, but instead he thought that she said that she used to be from Iran, and she's like, "No, I used to be a man." And he's just like, oh, then God! They just start getting into fights.
So he went on to be in, he was in What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. What We Do in the Shadows.
Other way.
He's fantastic.
We're trying to get some light. Trying to get some light in here so y'all can see my face.
Your beautiful face. I can't see your beautiful face.
Bro, you're not that dark.
hashtag dark rooms matter, you know?
No, actually, Lindsay, since we do got something from the UK here, I have a question. So I was a big UK Office fan, the original back in the day. I had a friend who had an older brother who was cooler than us, so he watched the DVDs and we watched them too. And so we got into it early. So was The Office big over there right when it came out?
Yeah. Ricky Gervais was, he's one of the biggest comedians that came out of the UK. And he's very controversial because it is a case where he calls people out on the bullshit, really. So The Office was controversial, but massively, massively loved here.
Sure. So my next question was kind of on that line was, okay, so... What is, the American version of the British here? Do you know what I'm saying here? Sorry, that was very trippy.
We are the American version of the British.
I'm saying, what is, when we were listening to, or when we were watching the British Office over here, we thought it was such a novelty because it was a British show over here. So what's, an American show over here? That's a novelty to British people over there.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is universal, Cole.
Yes. I think if you're talking one that has just gotten sort of a massive, massive push, probably Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, cool. If you're looking at comedy type stuff.
See, because I lived in South Korea and I thought it was so funny the shows that made it over there. Yeah. Everyone thought it was the most dangerous place in the world, the U.S., because all they had was SVU and Law and Order and all that stuff. And so they were like, everybody's getting killed every single day. Every day you're getting killed. So that's just, I'm always fascinated to find out what culture is like or what other countries, what they see of us.
So well, this was the weird thing. So obviously when I was in Germany last week, and we'd gone to a bar. There was me, Dante and Jason, a couple of the guys from the YWA. So we'd gone to this bar. They only accepted cash. We all just had card. So it was like, right, okay, well, one of us was going to have to go back to the hotel, get the card, come back, try and get cash out the ATM. So I was like, that's cool, I'll just walk back to the hotel. It was probably about 15 minutes each way walk. So I just opened and left. And I got a message off Dante about 2 seconds after I left going, girl, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm good, right? He was like you're walking back. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You're walking back to the hotel in a strange country you've never been to before on your own. I was like, yeah. He's like, no, like that's weird. It's like, it's not. I do this around my hometown all the time. And that was like when I got back and we had a chat about things, and he was like, I would never have let my wife walk out at that time of night all the way around the country. She doesn't know, back to a hotel and then come back again. He was like, just wouldn't do that. He was like, she just wouldn't feel safe. I was like, mate, like our streets around Germany and the UK are totally chill and there's never any problems. And then obviously he was blown away at the fact that over here we don't, our police officers don't have guns. We've got armed responses, but they don't have guns, standard police officers, and neither do they in Germany as well. And that was like, whoa.
So if they don't have guns, then how do they take care of violent threats?
With pepper spray and truncheons. Shit, yeah.
Can you legally buy a gun in the UK if you like wanted to, or what's the process?
You've got to... pretty much farmers. We do have that is a gun club near me, but it is sort of people who've got licensed firearms and you've got to apply for them. But I mean, you're looking, I would think, probably less than 10% of the population here have got
in weapons. America, we have a gun club in every corner.
Every corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I live in Florida, man. Everyone has a gun.
Everyone has a gun.
Everyone has a gun.
I just went to a pawn shop. I was at a pawn shop in North Dakota last weekend.
Hey, you
know how easy it is to buy guns? I bought 3.
You see, this is the thing. When we were in Texas, we were in Texas a few weeks back, and we got out the car at this convenience store because it was next to this Latino bar that we're going into. And this was like 1 o'clock in the morning after a wrestling show.
You're a party girl.
The guy,
you are a party girl. I love it. I love it.
Coming from the party animal himself.
When you coming to Minnesota? When you coming to Minnesota?
Can I get across to Minnesota? I do. So yeah,
Miko, stop hitting on the guests.
Miko's got
or Miko, keep hitting on the guests.
Yeah.
You know something? You know something? If you really want to come to Minnesota, Miko's got a good way to pay for your airfare. Is it legal? Fuck if I know, but you know what?
I'm not going to ask any questions.
Long as you get here, I got you.
Miko's form of payment is a lot like the Army. Don't tell.
You know?
You're going to be someone's bus boy.
I Venmo pay everything. Everything is Venmo pay.
Now, if I remember correctly, Lindsay was talking.
Okay.
So we pulled up at this Latino bar, went in to get some food and things like that with a few of the wrestling guys. And as we got out of the car, there was a car next to us and the music was blaring. And this dude was just like leaning against his car with a gun in his waistband. And I got out of the car and I was like,
ooh, jaw drop.
So hit one of my guys. I was like, that dude's got a gun. And the guy that we're driving with just went, yeah. I was like,
it's perfectly natural here.
I was that normal. And And you guys, like, our bouncers, so our, like, I don't, do you guys call them bouncers? When they're, bouncers. Like, on the door stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Doorman, what? Bouncer. So it's, all, it's all kind of the same thing.
Oh,
what's, you call? So what's the word? A, what's benzo. That word? A benzo?
Bouncer.
A bouncer.
Yeah. A bouncer.
Yeah. Bouncer.
Like, yeah. Roadhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just talked about Roadhouse.
I love Roadhouse. Yeah. Okay. A bouncer.
I know you
do. I haven't seen the new one. I haven't seen it. Because it's a new one on Prime.
I watched the new one. It mm-hmm. has nothing to do with the first one.
No.
It doesn't compare at all.
It doesn't compare. It's not as bad as a lot of people panned it out to
and
be.
And it's
though.
Not. It's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. Cause what is his name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't
want to bring it to Brooklyn. Yeah, McGregor played him.
It's got Conor McGregor in it.
Yes,
Conor McGregor pretty much plays himself.
He played a great role though. He did his job.
Just getting in, smashing people up.
He pretty much just walks around being all like
Conor McGregor,
juiced out of his mind, and and being a crazy Irish guy.
Yeah.
He pretty much just plays himself.
Yeah.
Just him. It's just him. It's like when Vinnie Jones used to do movies and like everybody was like, oh my God, Vinnie Jones. No, that's literally just him. He's not acting. It's just him.
I love Vinnie Jones. And it's got to be true because every movie he plays the same guy.
The same.
The fuck is Vinnie
He's
Jones?
Always some...
Snatch? Lockstock? That man,
I know Lockstock, Jason, yeah, he's been.
I know Jason Statham from those movies.
He was just in the new Gentleman, the show.
Mm. Okay,
that's a good one.
The Juggernaut in X-Men 3.
The Juggernaut in X-Men 3.
Oh, yep. Okay. That's what.
The Last Stand.
That's what we're talking about.
More like the last fucking X-Men movie because that shit was awful.
That movie was good. Screw you.
Okay,
Lindsay, as a Comic-Con nerd, did you like X-Men: The Last Stand?
Yes, I did. Now, I'm like Thank a you. Massive X-Men fan. That's like X-Men and Punisher. X-Men and Punisher was always my thing growing up.
Hold on.
Brock
might be getting his dream coming true right now.
Yeah,
we have a little X-Men segment right now? Because I would love to talk about comics for a little bit. Yep, we're gonna. I'm the host of the show. We're gonna do it.
Lindsay, is the thing we can do that?
She's a thug. Lindsay's a little thug in her.
See, you guys just think I'm a wrestling nerd. You guys don't know.
Alright, we're gonna talk some X-Men now?
Hey, Brock. Brock?
Yeah?
I bet you didn't know this. I once had a huge stack of Fantastic Four comics when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh, Cole. I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, how?
Whoa.
How?
That's crazy.
How did you know that?
Come on, boys. Come on. Continue.
You didn't know. Oh, you said you didn't know that. Sorry, I must have misheard you.
Anyways, hey, did anyone else know that Cole had a big stack of X-Men comics? Or
Fantastic Four, actually.
Do you know I
was never a big Fantastic Four fan.
Do you know I have Fantastic Four number 67? Do you know what that is?
Did you know that
the
I
first
used to
appearance
have
the... of him, also known as Adam Warlock?
Hey,
so
Brock,
Lindsay, what is your best comic?
Dun, dun, dun.
What's your best comic book?
I love Old Man Wolverine.
Wolverine?
Are you guys ever,
Old Man?
Yeah, the Old Man, the Old Man Wolverine
story.
Stuff.
Old Man Wolverine, that was a cool series.
Yeah,
that was definitely a cool series.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the movie? What did you think of the movie?
My favorite movie. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry. I was talking over you then. I'm so sorry.
Oh yes, what you thought of Logan the movie?
Yeah.
Which is pretty much Old Man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was okay.
It's close.
It was okay. Yeah. There was some part of it where, I think they could have delved a little bit more into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah. There was like some trippy incest stuff though going on in Old Man Logan with Hulk and She-Hulk having kids though.
Hulk and She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Hawk and She-Hawk, and that's where we got the lady lawyer,
right.
She-Hawk.
Lady lawyer, Migo, She-Hawk. Yep.
Don't try and pretend like
I. You know what?
Miko's trying to figure it out.
I don't know. I'm like, whoa. So
really, okay, back to X-Men. All right, let's go around the table, everyone. Favorite X-Men of all time. Mm. Anyone want to throw one
like
out
team
there?
or singular person?
Singular person.
I'm gonna say right, fuck good, if I know. I'm just gonna name someone. Magneto.
Why?
Magneto is epic.
Because I can see
Hold on. I'm getting this set up for the video side of things.
I'm a comic book nerd. I don't watch this shit like you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna say Gambit.
Fuck is that?
Gambit's one of my top five.
Yeah,
okay.
Gambit was hot.
Yeah, cool shit.
Okay.
You?
The Raging Cajun, if you will.
Nice.
The Raging Cajun.
All right, who's up next?
Go on, Steve, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Cole.
Cole, you got one?
I already said Magneto.
Magneto, that's cool. Right. All right, here we go. Wait. Havoc.
Havoc! Nice. Oh, that's you're pretty cool. Stoked at first class, huh?
Look at that. That's pretty cool. How old is that?
I don't remember. I was like 15 when I got. That's probably old. I was like 12 when I got that.
Cool shit. That's cool.
Because that's the old X Factor uniform that he had. So.
Yeah. Cool shit.
You know what mine was? Bishop.
Bishop.
Really?
Yeah, the Days of Future Past series. That was awesome. He was super cool in that. Yeah. I liked the cartoon a lot. So. He was like the main character in that one. He was a big player in that.
Yeah.
Mine was Old School Road from the cartoons.
Like Old School Road from the cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Rogue.
Yeah. That accent, man. That accent. Blonde streak in her hair. Like, wished I could be Rogue. So wished I could be Rogue.
Oh, wow.
Sadly.
Have you ever dressed up like that? Yeah.
You're definitely an un-Rogue, huh?
I bet that was hot.
Yeah, she's gone rogue.
You have pictures?
The most...
Miko! Sorry, keep it in your pants.
Keep your beans in your jeans, boy.
I haven't of that one. I've got the most random cosplay I did was Firestar from Spider-Man. Nice.
Okay.
Fantastic really? Friends. Nice.
Firestorm. Yeah,
that show was ridiculous.
Spidey and his Amazing that show? Friends. I remember that show.
Did you watch it?
I still
it?
Have a video of that show.
Oh my gosh. Nice. That show was so wholesome.
Bright yellow. Terrifying. And I've done one of my favorite outfits. I did Black Canary. I've done Black Cat. But my favorite is Silk Spectre.
Silk Spectre.
Okay.
Nice.
And that is a photo.
Which Silk Spectre did you do, though? The original or the daughter?
The daughter.
I'm a huge Watchmen fan.
Yeah.
Steve, how is the daughter? What does it look like?
The daughter is more like a skin-tight outfit. The mother one is like kind of a short skirt.
Miko, you would love seeing Lindsay in the daughter one.
Yeah.
I do have a photo of it. 2 seconds. I'll see if I can
There we go.
Don't worry, Miko. Your wish is going to come true.
We're not going to have to age restrict this podcast, are we?
Every one of ours is explicit.
This is for everyone.
We have to put a disclaimer
Brock,
at the beginning.
Brock, I'm firing it through to you. 2 seconds. It's coming through on Messenger.
Take your time.
I can't wait for the listeners at home to hear what this looks like.
It's called anticipation, Miko. It builds.
Steve, were you a Watchmen fan?
I did. So I wasn't a fan. The original comic book came out a little bit. I was a little bit too young for it. I went back and reread it after the movie came out.
Yep.
But
I was late in the game.
And then and then I really liked the show that HBO did too.
The show was all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Well, and the show was a little bit more comic accurate. Like it was supposed to follow.
Yeah.
It was supposed to follow directly after the comic book.
Right.
So, funny story.
It's not coming through, but I don't know if you can...
At you.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Biko, you can take your beans out if you want to.
You know what? When in doubt,
off podcast,
whip it out. When in doubt, whip
is.
It out. Absolutely
unbelievable. Whip it out, scream and shout. That's what I always say.
When in doubt, whip it out.
When in doubt, whip it out. That's a good one. I like it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I remember going to the movies to see the Watchmen movie. Just forever ago. And it just being the most uncomfortable, like, intimate scene, I'll be polite, intimate scene I've ever sat through in my life with a room full of nerds because it was opening day.
With the room full of what?
Of wonderful nerds like us.
Like straight white males or something like that?
A lot of straight white males, yeah. A lot of them. Who all just kind of like started shuffling around in their seats, and I was like, oh no. I think that was me and like two other women in the crowd.
Meanwhile, they're all like, oh, that's what that looks like.
You owned it.
That's oh, they're real? Look, they're real.
They do exist.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Boobs.
That's my Pornhub fantasy for the next 2 years.
Of Lindsay?
Just boobs.
Yeah.
Just boobs.
Gosh. What a jumping off point.
No.
Did we all cover our X-Men? Did we all cover our X-Men? Cole?
Yeah, I think we all covered our X-Men.
We all did that. I said Magneto because his name is cool.
Brother.
Magneto.
He was not Magneto.
He wants to be the bad guy.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, he wants to be the bad guy.
If we're off the conversation of superheroes right now, I actually have to ask Lindsay something because Brock and my buddy Cole and I, we watched a film yesterday that's actually from the UK.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
It's called Watership Down. What's your opinion on that? Have you seen it?
Watership Down. The last time I think I saw that movie, I was about six. That's the one with all the dead animals and stuff, wasn't it?
Yes. What? That film
was
grounded.
Is that why they made you watch it?
It was a British tradition over here. Like you turn six, and then they're gonna like torment your soul with really sad things.
Seriously,
about
what
animals.
What the hell is with that movie? Wow. Explain it to me. What's going on over in the UK? I don't get it.
It's a great film.
No, Cole has been fixated on that movie for like weeks, and he made us sit down together.
At least he got off of The Great Dictator.
I did get off The Great Dictator.
Not that far.
I have very degenerative tastes like that.
You went from one genocide to another.
Have you seen Charlotte's Web?
I have.
Love
yes.
Charlotte's Web.
I cried for 5 hours after seeing it.
Oh, wow.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, Sam. Like, yeah, totally exactly the same. And again, like, and Babe, people love killing animals over here. It's just like pastimes. Like, we'll not kill each other, we'll just kill fictional animals.
How big is Watership Down over in the UK? Is it like a widely beloved film over there?
Not very now. I don't think the kids these days have got the patience to sit and watch it. Like,
among adults.
Are you an adult?
I'm 29.
Very mature. Very mature.
Thank
so,
you.
Biologically, yes.
Very mature.
I think we were all traumatized by it, Cole. I think that was the thing. Like,
okay.
A lot of us remember it because we were traumatized by it as children.
I think it goes a lot deeper than some of its more violent scenes, personally.
Nope,
but that's just me.
It's about killing bunnies.
No, it's
else.
Not.
Yeah, it's killing bunnies.
Okay.
Is that
that's
what
like
most
literally
death metal's
just like
about?
2 minutes of the film.
Dead bunnies.
Of the 90 minutes.
It's a lot of death. It's a lot of death.
It was a weird movie. And it was a weird choice to watch on a Saturday night with two grown men. I don't know why it was.
Because I thought Cole would like it, and he did.
And they brought me over crumble cookies, and we got in our jam.
Yeah, you still owe me for that.
Oh, shit.
You. Sounds like you and the boys.
Sounds like a PD buddy, don't you, Steve?
It's the boys. I know what boys you're talking about, Steve.
Brock, how about this? Next time you can pick the movie, okay?
I was not here.
No complaints.
You skip out of that one.
Me, I go, black people don't have sleepovers.
Man, nope, and you know it. My mama said, nope, can't go there. You
hold cannot on. Sleep we over We did talk
house.
About that.
We cannot sleep over his house.
Yeah. Do you guys not have sleepovers?
I have no idea why. But we never did.
It's because she was worried you'd turn out gay.
Probably.
No, but isn't it a cultural thing? Like, black people don't have sleepovers?
No.
Is it a white thing?
It's just a white thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, sleeping bags are pretty lame. I'm sure we invented them.
No. Like, why would another boy want to go sleep over another boy's house?
Because they're worried you'll turn out gay.
Could be.
I don't really care personally.
That was my mama's reason. That was her reason. Like, why would another boy want to go sleep at another boy's house? That was her reason, you know? And I didn't go against it. I just left the house. Fuck it. I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
I'm going to go sleep at my wife's house.
Let's jump across the pond. Lindsay, do people have sleepovers in the UK?
Yes, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
It's a massive thing here. Like, we used to do this thing. So, like, again, like, some of the houses we're in, some of them are quite smallish. We don't all live in castles, as people seem to think.
That's just for the queen.
I
always just thought you longed for a bungalow.
And then white people are very nosy.
Too much stuff.
White people are very nosy. So my mama probably thought, like, no, you ain't gonna be telling what's going on here.
Oh, Lindsay, that actually reminds me. My boy Nico here, he's got a bone to pick with the Queen of England.
Oh,
that's all right, she's dead, so it's fine.
I will wake her. I will dig her up and slap her. I'm sorry. No, that's your queen. I don't mean it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Mean grandma.
Yeah,
I am probably the least patriarchal. Patriotic. The monarchy's gone to hell. It went to hell.
If I could talk about slapping the president here, then I could definitely slap the queen or the king of anywhere else.
You can slap whoever you want. Yeah. Will Smith proved it.
And then he pretty much begged Chris Rock for forgiveness, and he's just like, fuck no! I looked up to this nigga! I saw all his movies! I love this man, and he just smacked my ass like that!
Jesus. Should we just be thankful he didn't say a hard R?
I don't know. Does Miko give us a free pass?
Huh?
Are we good? Are we good, people? Are we all right?
Only autism people.
Are we done? Are we canceled?
Only ASD people can say this shit.
Is this for iStone?
Only autism people.
If
your medical card does not say you have autism, I'm going to slap you.
You know what? You know where I get all my spim toys? I get them at Spaz R Us. I get them at Spaz R Us. I don't wanna be normal. I wanna be a Spaz R Us kid. There's a million stims at Spaz R Us that I can stim with. I wanna be a Spaz R Us kid.
Well, your career's over.
This is like the best podcast I've ever been on, by the way. Like, I've done some hella podcasts. You guys have like fucking eclipsed it, man.
That's what we need. Air 5 from the UK. Huh? Yes.
That's kind of the point of Coal Mind. It is obnoxious. It's nonsense. We have no idea what we're doing every time. It's just people sitting around and getting in.
We were largely inspired by when we watched a movie called Freddy Got Fingered.
No, we weren't.
I have not seen that movie in years. Oh my
god. Watch it. It's a good one.
Oh, talk to her about Freddy Got Fingered.
What?
Why don't you interview her about Freddy Got Fingered?
What's your favorite scene from the film?
Oh,
Daddy,
my god.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Nice.
Oh, shit.
So now Miko and Cole are both in love.
Fucking Tom Green just beating a blind woman with a stick, and I'm like, finally someone gets my fetish!
I still need to come back to why you've got such an issue with the queen. What's it be for the queen?
Oh, back to the queen.
Back to the queen?
She just seems like a mean grandmother.
She's an obnoxious ass bitch like that.
She seems like she'll be a mean grandmother. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I wholeheartedly agree with that as well. And like, I don't know how much you guys have been told about sort of the
No, we only get told the good things. We only get told the good things about her. So you got some, you got some dirt? Yeah.
Tell what are you talking about? Well, we got Harry and Meghan's book now.
I like that. That's juicy. I don't mind that.
They're whiny.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yes. You
that's
guys are normal. Shadowing out over there.
Man, yeah.
All three of you look like Miko now.
What happened?
How about
yo, but real life Miko, she looks like she wouldn't have no damn sugar cookies.
No sugar cookies?
Nah.
You don't like sugar cookies?
No snacks. She's got no snacks.
Butter cookies?
Good.
But nah. Oh, wow. Well, that's because our son borrowed them so he could go prey on children. He took all the sugar cookies so he could go prey on children.
Do they have white bands in the UK? Do they have white bands in the UK? So, you know.
That's what you're raising, then you're going to hide your sugar cookies from everybody else.
Yeah. You don't share your sugar cookies. You're right, Lindsay.
Hey, question. Cookies. How do child traffickers run their operations in the UK?
Yeah, Lindsay, UK, how do they do it?
If you know,
that's why we invite you on the show. Tell us this.
This was the exact questions that we want to ask you.
I mean, I've only just heard it through the grapevine. I don't know myself, obviously, for obvious reasons. They usually ship them in the back of lorries from like France.
Okay.
Cause, like cause I said,
I don't know about you, but in the
did you not hear about there was 30 people found dead in the back of a truck that had come across from France.
Oh wow.
Because in the U.S., here's how we do it, okay?
This has gotten really, really serious now.
Yeah. Hold on. It's about to not get serious. Let Cole talk. Go.
It's about to not get serious, yeah. Okay, because here in the U.S., we have janky-ass white people in ice cream vans. That's how we prey on children.
What song
we have princes that do
What song are they playing when they pull up? Can I know? What song are they playing? Is it AC/DC or like...
I wasn't AC/DC. That'd be too obvious.
Why would House
Bells, Danny. I want some ice cream.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Spells! Come get my cream!
You know, the first time I heard that song, I was like, damn, I'm gonna get raped.
No, they usually just play the standard ice cream jingle. That's what attracts them all.
Yeah.
Either that or the Wiggles.
Is that the other one?
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles. Oh, the Wiggles.
Yes.
What is the Wiggles?
Are you saying over with...
What are the Wiggles?
Wait, have you ever heard the... I'm sure Lindsay has probably heard it or hasn't. I don't know how much of the Wiggles she's heard, but there's a song that they didn't release in America from the Wiggles called The Clap. Because it's... The song is literally, I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Which it's supposed to be a dance for them. Yeah, and it's like, I've got
what's
the clap
wrong with
and
clapping,
I'm giving it to
Steve?
You. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. And then it's like, who's got the clap? I do. I'm like, oh they make penicillin for that, bro.
You guys need to grow up. Lord. That's a kid's song.
No, that's the guy.
I mean, to be fair.
Yes, I am. That's just me saying I'm enjoying myself over here.
Yeah, he's
and I'm getting really stiff and stimming at the same time.
Oh, Lindsay. Jeez.
Oh,
I'm all right with the stimming. You keep on doing that, pal. That's
fine. You don't even... I don't...
Health bells!
You see, the other thing with the child trafficking and stuff over here, you guys are probably...
Oh, we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. We'll talk British culture, British television culture. Most of you guys have probably like heard
Watership
on the news
down.
And things about Operation Yew Tree and things like that over here. And that was like all of the celebs, male celebs from like the 70s and 80s, it all turns out that they're all rapey and awful and... Yeah.
Oh, see that here it was
producers
the Speak Out movement.
Yeah, we had that in the wrestling side of things.
Yeah, wrestling, there was a lot of speak out movement and stuff, which that there was a lot with it that was real, and there was kind of a lot with it that was fabricated too. People that were throwing out speak out movement stuff that was like, no, that's not what happened. That and you're just coming out with it now, like it.
Yeah. So. It's always a great area with stuff like that as well. Like, I think unless you're there, you don't always know either what someone's been through
and what they're
still carrying or what actually happened in some cases as well. But yeah, we had exactly the same with Speaking Out movement here. There was so many people like that. You sort of sat there going,
So how did you get... So have you always been involved in wrestling? That was the question I wanted to get into. No.
Well done, Steve. Really? We needed a host on the show. Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Pull it back. Pull it back in. We're going normal.
We're just going to reel this in a little bit.
No, so the contract came about 2017, so that's a company that we've got. And it was my partner had been wrestling for 20 years, and total randomly my mom died of cancer. And you know when you have one of those moments where you're like, right, okay, mortality's real, like we could be dead tomorrow, what do you want to do? And it was well, I want to improve wrestling, because I think you guys call them mud shows over here, we call them shit asses.
We call them mud shows over here. Outlaw mud shows. Yes.
And what do you call it, Lindsay?
They're called shit horses.
We shit on horses.
Sometimes you'll hear them just called backyard wrestling too. It's just it's just dog shit wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like going to it's like going to a doctor that never went to med school.
But is it entertaining? It's entertaining.
And more importantly, is he Jewish?
It's entertaining if you like watching retards hurt themselves.
It's funnier if the retards hurt themselves.
We're doing a show
themselves.
With Cole, so I mean...
Hey, you want to watch me punch myself in the face?
I think the last time I was on here, Cole hurt himself, so it's okay.
I think he slapped Brock too, so yeah.
Hey, I punched myself in the face.
That's slap Brock.
You know what?
Yeah, you did not acknowledge that at all, Steve, when he slapped me randomly in the podcast. You just sat there. What was that?
It's going to happen here. Oh.
That's me taking my slap back. I'm backhanding your ass.
I think I was just kind of shocked by the whole thing. Or I'm desensitized from... Or me and Miko are just desensitized.
Yeah, I was fucking. I was shocked as hell. I was like, damn, did he just slap him?
No, like I gotta explain it. It's kind of like when like dad hits mom at the dinner table and you all still try to eat.
That's just what you get when you don't make my dinner on time. Don't worry, kids. It's completely normal.
What was the question?
Jesus,
we were talking about
Lindsay with wrestling. Right.
I was gonna ask.
No, so you got involved. So you said your mom passed away around 2017, and you got involved.
Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, so it was just a case of like, right, let's just do it. Let's make the wrestling scene where we are better and start training guys. So we opened the wrestling school, and then the next year we started the promotion, and then the next year we bought a gym, and then COVID hit, and then just picked it up again from there. So
you got the Comic Con.
Comic Cons came about.
No, I said Comic Con.
Conversation.
I said Comic Con.
Comic Fly.
Don't pay him.
Don't listen to Cole on this one.
Don't listen to him.
What?
We're about to get political again. And I was actually enjoying hearing about wrestling for a second.
Right. Okay, I thought you said Comic Con, so I was like, oh yeah. So last year we had the guys came over from Texas, and we did some bits and pieces with them, and then we sort of came over to Texas earlier this year, and then traveling ever since. So it's gone from strength to strength.
Very cool. Well, though I am a guest host on this one, I'm going to plug myself a little bit on this one, guys. This is my shameless self-promotion. Lindsay, I'd also like to have you on my show at some point because I also have a pro wrestling podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's on the other side of things. I'm trying to get these other fools on there, too, for one of our review episodes. So
But one of us fucking worked nights.
I think I'm going to talk to the boys and have you guys do the top five with us, where we just name our five favorite wrestlers.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Not so much the top five best wrestlers, because that's always a different thing. Top five favorite wrestlers. I already know Miko loves Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Miko's from Tennessee. He's from he's from
Memphis.
Memphis, right?
Yeah.
He's from Memphis. If you don't like Jerry the King Lawler and you're from Memphis,
you're not from Memphis.
Sacrilege.
No, that's why they make you leave sometimes. Miko left on his own, but like.
We love talking shit and kicking ass. That's it.
Talking shit, kicking ass, and taking names.
That's it. We don't even take names. Fuck your name. We ain't worried about
that. I don't even have.
we just smack you and go away. Call you a bitch afterwards.
You know what? My cousin Tate and I, we actually went to a Thai boxing match when over in Thailand.
How do you bring this up so much?
How do I bring this up so much? Because it's a good memory.
I was actually waiting for him to bring up karate.
Hey, you know what? I don't even have a favorite wrestler, okay? No. I just like watching guys beat each other up. I mean, up. Especially the heavyweight champions.
Oh shit!
Just big meaty guys hitting each other.
Yeah, big meaty guys.
It's just too bad that anyone who hits below the belt gets disqualified.
He said beat off. He's funny.
Yeah, but then I corrected myself and said up.
You gotta stop watching Brokeback Mountain, Cole.
Dad, Brokeback Mountain's a great movie.
Listen, it's a classic.
It is for him. It's a Criterion Collection.
They made an animation.
No, it's animated now. Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, it was made by the Disney.
What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
No.
Yeah.
There's not an animated.
No, they did.
Steve, yeah, they did.
Oh my God! Now I gotta go. I gotta know what I'm watching tonight.
Animated Brokeback Mountain.
I'm gonna watch Brokeback Mountain with my wife.
You were married?
No. I'm talking about what Steve's gonna do.
Oh.
Yes, Steve.
As a threesome.
And then Watership Down straight afterwards.
Watership Down right afterwards.
We're getting the dog involved on this one.
Lizzie, may I ask?
Whoa!
Alright, now we've gone too far.
Yeah, we've gone too far.
Should we get into deeper and icebreaker?
But first, it's that time of the podcast. And now it's time for intrusive thoughts with the guests. Mm. Or in this case, guests, because we have more than one. And the part of the show where the guests come out and say an intrusive thought. And without further ado, this is what the guests have to say.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about Don Cheadle at all this episode.
He's ready here.
What a miss! What have I missed?
You see how my boy Cole is cocked up with his legs open, right?
Yeah, only because I got the dog here.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. That's what Don Cheadle comes from.
Yeah, we call his member Don Cheadle.
I thought that was when you had your legs open.
Cole, that's racist.
My bulges. I don't gotta sit
down. I will have you know that's Apollo Creed, thank you.
I don't have to sit for my bulge to show. My bulges. My bulge show is standing up, bro.
You know what?
I thought you said you didn't like tight pants.
You know what, Miko? Miko?
Sometimes I gotta show off, Steve.
Maybe you should wear this AC/DC shirt, because you got big balls.
Ah, you know it.
This has been intrusive
thoughts
with
the guests. It's when you've got short on and you're sitting in front of the camera.
Yes.
You can sit right at the short legs. Looks like Brock. Is that why Brock's just left? Because the camera was right up his pants like that.
Yeah, he didn't want no one looking at his short legs.
Okay, and now...
We talk about Brock and his shorts.
This has been intrusive thoughts with the guest. Tune in next time to hear the guest say...
Like I said, I'm surprised that we didn't talk more about Don Cheadle already.
Okay. And now it's time for that second part of the show.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
When Cole gets up to go to the bathroom, walks really fast, and the guests talk shit about him.
Boom. Let's get it.
Watch how slow he walks for a guy this tall.
Seriously, it's incredible.
I'm still just obsessed with the socks.
He's gone. Now let's talk shit about Cole.
What is on the socks? Is it, are they just green and white socks?
Yeah, they're just green
and
white.
Well, they started as white socks, yeah.
They just became green after time.
Well, so Lindsay, what's your impression of Cole?
Oh, I don't know, like, he got his feet out straight away. It was kind of like, just, I don't know if you can do that nowadays, man. It's so not politically correct, surely.
No.
Well, that's what bothers me.
I mean, unless you're on OnlyFans.
Well, hey, Rock has an
OnlyFans. Can make a fortune?
Is there an autistic version of OnlyFans for Cole?
Whoa. I won't subscribe.
I mean, where he can just show off his weird socks. Someone can subscribe to that. Like, there's gotta be, man. There's some weird sites, possibly on the dark web.
Okay.
I think if you just painted Cole's toenails to match his socks, whatever color they were that day, you could market his feet and make a fortune. I think he's on, like, probably onto something.
I think the biggest question is, like, is there anyone in the UK that you've met that's like Cole? Is there, like, a doppelganger running around in the UK like Cole that we could introduce him to?
A bunch of autistic people, huh?
Yeah. Just bounce up while stimming.
There's no one like Cole in the US except for Cole.
I know. That's because they're in the UK.
As Mr. Rogers once famously said, there is no one on this earth who is quite like you.
Boom.
Boom shakalaka. Coal
boom,
mine.
Sorry.
Boom shakalaka.
Mr. Cole,
Lindsay,
Mr. Cole Rogers.
I got a question. Real question.
Fuck you.
Real question, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
Are you married?
Do you want the long answer or the short answer?
I want the other
It's fucking complicated.
Mitchell loves the long answer.
We can talk later after this show.
We're in a very we're in a very complicated custody battle right now.
Yeah, I don't want him. You can have him
for Cole.
You can have this motherfucker. I don't want him.
Are we in a custody battle for Cole?
Yeah, I don't want him.
Who needs kid? Who needs those little snot nosed punks for kids when we can have video games, right, Brock?
Yeah.
Look at how your kids turning out.
So, you guys asked who one of my favorite Comic-Con guests was earlier.
I see you dodged my
question. Totally forgot.
You dodged my question, too. Yeah.
Was it the cast of Final Fantasy VII Remake?
No. Do you guys know who Billy Mitchell is?
Yeah. He was that liar that named himself Gamer of the Century and whatnot, and then he got totally called out on his bullshit because he used a modded version of Donkey Kong.
If you can see his face right now, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, one of my favorite YouTubers, Penguin Z0, talked about him.
Boom.
Cole's eyes couldn't have gotten wider.
Wider. They were so wide. Yeah. He stammed in his shorts.
I've heard Billy Mitchell's like really Sue happy as well. Like he sued Cartoon Network for an episode of Regular Show that depicted him in a negative light. That's how fragile his ego is from what I've heard.
So I did a 2-hour interview. It was only supposed to say an interview, it wasn't. It was like a Q&A session. I did a 2-hour interview with Billy Mitchell.
Okay.
It was the longest interview he's ever done. It was like everything was called out, but he terrified the hell out of us. Like the night before, I had met him for like a couple hours before we went to bed the night before the event. And he had turned around and he was like, "You do not want to interview me." And I went,
"Wow.
Okay.
Why would he be that way though?" I mean, he supposedly has a reputation to uphold.
Yeah.
Even though he kind of knows he doesn't anymore.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, it was terrifying. I burst into tears at the table. Like, when he went upstairs to bed, I burst into tears at the table, and I was like, I can't do it. And he was like, you better have done your research. He went, because I've walked out of interviews. And I was like, I'm not going to interview you, Billy. Like, we'll have a talk, see how you feel and see how it goes. And yeah, so with that, the next morning I had gone across to see him at the booth where he was sitting and had a bit chat with him. I was like, is there anything you need? Because that's what I always do. Okay. Always like looking after people and sort of making sure people are all right.
Okay.
He was like, oh, just some ice if that's okay. So went away, got sorted. Anyway, went upstairs for the chat and he opened the interview saying, the reason that she's looking terrified is because I told her last night I do not do interviews. She does not want to interview me. And if she hasn't done her research, I'm going to rip her apart. And I just went, yeah. Wow. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
So it was terrifying. Dang. And then instead, what transpired was like 2 hours of the most open conversation I've ever had, where he was just totally free with information. There was loads of controversial things about suing people and things like that. And that video has been used, like snippets of that video has been used in Carl Jobs' YouTube videos pretty much every video since then, last June. So if you ever have a look at Carl Jobs' videos online, you'll see little clips of me interviewing Billy.
Okay.
But he ripped, like, some of the comments about the interview were horrible.
Right.
Because obviously Carl reshared it and it went viral and everybody...
Well, because he was exposed as a cheater and people really knew it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did he...
That is...
Sorry, go ahead.
No. That is part of it. That is very much part of the way the interview went. And I had asked him about that and he was like, look, the videos that were submitted, I didn't submit. He was like, the videos were recorded for my own purposes. The win on an arcade machine, which has been proven, it was proven in a court case quite recently, that wasn't the case. And like, he got his scores put back on by Twin Galaxies. And
yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I was going to actually mention Twin Galaxies because he originally sued Twin Galaxies when they delisted his scores from their websites because they had reason to believe that he had done what he did, and those claims were later proven to be true after substantial evidence basically called him out on it. But then when they reached a settlement, they basically put his scores on some kind of like legacy page of their website or some historical part of their website.
Yeah.
I don't go on Twin Galaxies personally, so all I know is that it's basically a website for just like arcade listings, high score listings and whatnot. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly it. The strangest part of that whole scenario was the fact that, like, Billy as a person was just the most wonderful, open gentleman I've ever met. Like, he stood at the door welcoming everybody coming in and shook everybody's hands as they came in. Other than the time he terrified me, he was amazing after that. Okay. So, like, my memories of that situation and of Billy are very different to all the hate that he gets online, and he gets a lot. But he was just thoroughly lovely with me. And so I kind of, you know, when you sort of sit there going, yeah, okay, you might have cheated on a video game, but has it really hurt anybody? And you guys are horrible. So.
Yeah, but you got to understand though, like, and I'm not saying I know any more about the situation than you do, because I don't, but if there's one thing I've come to realize over the years, it's that a lot of times the most manipulative, self-centered people are always the ones that try to act the nicest because they want to lure you in personally, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I agree with that as well.
I'm not saying Billy was one of those people, but just judging by stuff I've heard about him on the internet personally, I mean, you know where I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
You
have been the Rock just made thing a- you've ever said.
Yeah. I was going to say, Brock just made this face like that's the most profound statement that Cole has ever said in his life.
And you know what?
On this podcast.
He does it every podcast.
Did you grow up?
Yes. He does it every podcast. He grows up.
I'm proud of you.
In the middle of the podcast, he grows up.
That was
up.
Good.
Yeah. Very good.
That was like the Kevin Arnold at the end of
the best question she got asked the whole podcast. Sorry.
That's because we had a very... Let's hope we
blacked out for a second there. I don't know what happened. That was crazy.
You know what? Let's just hope we don't get sued by Billy Mitchell now for daring to bring up his name.
Man, tell him to bring our name up then. Tell him to bring our name up.
Billy Mitchell, bring our name up and we'll settle in court.
I hate to say it like this, but there's no such thing as bad publicity at this point.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You know?
After Cole dropped the N-bomb, I think Billy Mitchell's the least of our problems.
So. Hey, you know what? You know what, Brock? You know what, Brock?
Nico said it's okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, speaking
of going deep, I think it's time for everyone's favorite segment of the show, Deep. Deeper or incest? I mean, Icebreaker.
I guess so. Are we ready? Should we ask some questions? Should we go deep?
Let's go.
Yeah.
You guys can't hear the music. I love it.
No, I love the stimming.
All right, Lindsay, since you're our super special guest,
you're my favorite guest by a long shot. Not to mention you're a relatively attractive young woman.
And Steve, you're just a guest. You're not super. None of that.
You're
just
relatively means.
You're just You know what, Steve? You're just our side piece above all else.
Side piece.
Steve, you used to be the most attractive.
At least I'm getting some love. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I got a nickname for you.
From what I
got a nickname for you. Side piece Steve.
From what I heard, side pieces have the best.
They have the best income.
Yeah.
I got no responsibilities then, right?
No, but
I'm all fun with no responsibility.
It is really funny to watch this. It's literally watching a kid get a new toy.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
And, like, throw the other one away. Because he loved Steve, like, last week. But now that Lindsay came on, screw you, Steve.
But you know
what? Yeah, sorry, Steve.
I like you, Steve, too. I like you. But Lindsay is hot.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, though.
Listen, guys, we're not in the deeper yet. Uh-oh. Chill out.
I was gonna say, listen, Nico, I already knew where I stood with you on this one.
Okay. All right, Lindsay, before these guys wear themselves out, do you want to go deep, deeper, or
incest?
Icebreaker?
I mean, icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Let's go deeper.
Deeper.
Ooh.
Say it again, please.
Deeper.
I want to go deep in you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My goodness.
Let's go deeper.
Ready?
Ready.
What?
Describe something one of your friends taught you.
How to masturbate.
Do I have to describe it and you have to guess what it is?
Boom. There we go.
He taught me a variety.
I like that game, Lizzie.
He taught me a variety of styles.
Gosh! Why couldn't it have been a girl?
He even taught me how to do it standing up, too.
That's awful when you get jelly leg.
Lizzie, I love you. Oh, my goodness. She is funny. I love her. She is funny.
Sorry, bro.
That's all right. I chose that.
Brock looks scarred right now.
That is funny.
I hang out with these people for a reason. I feel better about myself.
Look at that jelly legs. Your legs get discombobulated. You're like, oh shit.
So something a friend has described me.
Top that, Lindsay.
I don't know. You've totally thrown it all I can think about. Now it's masturbating. I don't know. It's gone. Okay, so that was wrestling related.
Perfect. We're in.
And it was how to correctly put on a chin lock.
Okay.
And it is all about making sure that you get full support in the crook of your elbow.
Sexy.
And you get the hand around that hand on the back of the neck and just lock it in and just lean back. Make sure that you lean back and you lean have back. The chin on your elbow so you're taking that head up with you and keeping it up nice and
high. Nice. Choke me any day.
Mika, what did you learn from your friends?
Choke me, who, me?
Yeah.
How to shoot and steal.
How to respect women.
Yes, we do respect women.
Okay.
We do respect women.
Women are amazing.
Even after you just told Lindsay to go deeper.
She actually She asked for it, so I.
Yeah, but then you made fun of her for it. Like, no. You wanted a sexual favor from her.
I'm just so happy there's an ocean between us.
I love her accent, and it is sexy. And for her to say deeper again.
Deeper.
Yes, sexy.
Deeper.
More.
Deeper.
Migo needs a cold shower. More deeper? More. As your friend, I'm going to show you how to do that right now. Let's go. That's what you're going to learn.
Boom. My friends ain't taught me much. Yeah. I don't need a cold shower. I like staying hot.
He needs a cold shower. He needs to get peed on by the gold fountain of coal.
Oh my God. You're done. Right, you're done. You said your thing.
Now he's on his R. Kelly mode.
Remember like, grown up?
What the fuck?
God damn.
Hey, Steve. Any of your friends taught you neat things?
So, Showtime actually taught me a game. It's a drinking game. Cool. It's called Beer Die.
Oh yeah,
it's,
my brother plays that a lot.
Miko, yeah. I know you are sober, so unfortunately, we'll play with.
Never like drinking.
Me and you will play with water. It's okay. It's still fun.
He's been sober since January.
It's similar to beer pong, but completely different at the same time. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're gonna fill up. You're gonna take like a full piece of plywood, put it on top of a table, set up a ping pong net like 6 feet high. And you're going to sit down, you're going to put 2 cups down on each side. And instead of, like, shooting a ball, you throw a die. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I always use basketball terms. It's almost like a finger roll,
okay,
like for a shot. And you have to get it over the net and either hit the cup or in the cup or, like, off the side. It has points and stuff. If you play it, it's fun. If I describe it, it's the dumbest thing ever. But when you play it, it's one of those things like, listeners. I don't ever want to play another game in the history of the world. But like if I sit here and describe it, it's one of those things where I'm like, it sounds dumb even hearing it. But let's go play.
It's a good game.
It's one of those things you just have to do to say you did it.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I have one. This was really cool. In high school, a big thing was we figured out how to use a golf tee when you're golfing, and you could stick it in the governor on the golf carts, and it would like make it go faster. Hmm. So it was kind of a thing that everyone taught each other how to do. So we learned how to soup up our golf carts when we were in high school. That's what white people do for fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Today a golf cart, tomorrow a Corvette.
Never mind.
Great, that was a good segment. All right. Steve, you can pick the next category. Ready?
Boom. Since we did deeper, let's do deep. I like digging ourselves out of the hole.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's go deep.
What is?
Let's get out.
We might redeem ourselves by the end of this.
Miko, you might have to get out of Lindsay's hole now.
I'm staying.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Unbelievable, fellas. I'm trying to ask a question. We're gonna start over. Lindsay, I apologize for these two.
You gotta turn that shit up. I can't fucking hear it.
What is the worst gift you've ever received?
The worst gift? Ooh.
I actually once got a pair of underwear for Christmas. All my relatives got me underwear as a joke because I did that to them last year.
Did they have Don Cheadle in them?
No, they were all women's panties. They were all women's panties.
He went to Victoria's,
and they were all black too.
He went to Victoria's Secret by himself and bought all women panties. That's cool.
What? They just feel soft against him.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Could you picture him in there like rubbing the panties against his cheek and shit?
I cried because I was only 8 years old at the time, and I didn't want panties. I wanted Legos.
But mom, I didn't want panties.
I want Legos.
Wait, he did say he was only 8 years old at the time, right?
Yeah.
I thought you said he was 28 years old at the time. And I was like, oh.
Just a bag of thongs.
Well, at 28, Cole still doesn't want panties. He wants Legos.
Just a bag of thongs, like she said.
And Funko Pops. Hey, by the way, how big are pop vinyls in your country?
Oh my God.
I might take 2 seconds.
I think I've got one. 2 seconds. Yeah, cool.
Oh, no.
What a lady. What a fucking lady.
What a sexy little bitch.
What a fucking lady, bro. Whoa, Cole. Okay.
You're rubbing off on me, Mako.
I'll call her a lady.
Okay, where'd she go?
Hi. Cool. Look at that.
Who, The Flash. Okay.
Nice.
The headphones back. Yeah.
I haven't actually seen that movie yet. Which character is that?
That's the show. Bloodwork. Yeah, that's the show. Yeah.
Okay.
We are so in love with Lindsay.
Yeah. I got like a whole collection of them.
I nearly grabbed my comics while I was there, but they were in the passageway.
Yeah. I've got like a whole collection of them.
Hallway.
Hallways. Yep. Passageway. Like.
Passageway.
You say lift, we say. You say lift, we say elevator. Tomato, tomato.
It's adorable.
Don't say tomato. Tomato.
Miko, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
The worst gift I've ever received
was these Nintendo hats from Cole.
You know what? I'm gonna say the first one. I like Cole's hats. I don't receive bad gifts because I don't receive them. He's
fair enough.
You're just naturally a super appreciative person.
You know what, Cole? I am. You know,
cool beans.
But when I get home, I probably talk a lot of shit about it. You know, like,
oh, gee, kind of reminds me of someone sitting right next to me.
Why would he give me this fucking hat? I hate this fucking hat.
Kind of reminds me of you, huh, Brock, Mr. I Like Watership Down, and then you talk shit about it on the next podcast.
Oh yeah? He liked it, huh? Wow. You hear that, Steve? You hear that?
I heard all that. Yeah. I heard all that.
I'm making like Billy Mitchell calling you out on your bullshit right now.
I know. The funny thing is, I was texting Steve about the boys last night because they were bullying me and making me do stuff for them. So he knows what I've been through.
You'll talk to Steve, but you won't.
Just from last night.
Yeah, Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute.
I didn't have a choice. I had to tell them I liked it or they wouldn't leave.
Brock, you backstabbing son of a bitch. I think you owe me my surprise now.
Oh, do you want your surprise now?
We can wait till the end of the episode.
Sorry. Hold on. I do got a surprise for you. Should we do it right now?
Gosh, yeah.
This is going to be so fun for the guests.
What is it?
Cole, you know how you always got me shirts?
Yeah.
What if I got you a shirt this weekend? Look what it says.
Wrestling is real. Ooh.
Oh, Miko. Yeah. Don't think you got out of this. I got you a shirt, too. It says, wrestling is real.
Wrestling is so
Bully brand clothing. I'm totally.
Wrestling is real. People are fake.
Amen. They make shirts like that, too. I love Bully
Thank
brand
you
clothing.
Thank you very much, Brock.
My boy Dustin does these shirts, and we've been slowly trying to change my entire wardrobe into Bully brand. I bought a track suit this weekend.
Thank you very much, Brock, for this.
I think they're coming out with some super cool, like, big old chains and stuff. Yeah. So cool. Maybe next week you're going to see me just fully Bully brand.
You're
a Bully brand shirt right now.
He's getting ready. Brock
is just going to be sitting here. Yeah, he's just going to be sitting here looking like Run DMC and shit.
Or NWA.
Adidas with no laces.
That's right. That's going to be his wrestling
character. Bully brand for life.
That's his wrestling character.
Yeah. Oh,
Brock
by the
DMC.
Way. Brock, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
Yeah, I already said it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell it again. I don't remember.
Dude, Cole, can I be honest?
What?
That Knuckles hat you got me.
Okay.
I hate that Knuckles hat.
Okay.
What on earth were you thinking? Who's going to wear that hat?
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I know, but seriously, dude, that has like flaps hanging down on both sides. Who's going to wear that in public?
That's
was the worst
opinion.
Gift you ever got.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, luckily, I'm giving all my hats to someone who's
got very
appreciative
real.
Now.
We're wearing
it really has.
It really has. Like, me and you are off on the side here. And...
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm paying attention to Lindsay.
No.
What? Okay, Lindsay. Okay, about you?
I do appreciate the gift, but seriously, that was a terrible hat.
Thank you.
Boom. Moving on.
Next.
Brock, on a more serious note, okay?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Counters low.
You've got to seriously turn this shit up.
I'm sorry, buddy. Turn them shits up.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Cool. Do you want to pick a category?
Sure, let's go deeper.
Okay.
Only because Miko wants to go deeper.
Miko does.
I like icebreakers.
Oh.
Okay. I don't like Lindsay, not that deep.
If you knew a friend was being cheated on, what would you do?
Ooh, you know what?
Oh.
You know what? Wow, what a question for me. I'm going to tell it.
Do we have legitimate video proof that we can send?
I'm not going to tell it. You know what? I'm not going to tell it. I don't know what I'll do. Tell you the truth.
I don't either. I mean, unless you have hard concrete evidence that you can show the person that's being cheated on.
I agree with you. I'm not going to assume that they're cheating. But if I see
But
them
I think
cheating,
that's the point of the word them, new. It says if you knew
if I knew
if you knew
if I knew
so let's start there, boys.
Yeah. Okay, then I think the right thing to do is to let them know. To let them know and then to console them, and since they're vulnerable at that time, is to hold them and try to get yourself.
You're a predator.
You know what? That statement just gave me an idea.
What?
We need to do a segment called Miko Mind, where we dig deep to get into the deep, insightful thoughts of Miko.
I don't want to go there.
You know what? It's not.
It's not that bad.
And I'm pretty sure everything that's on my mind is also on you guys'.
Fuck yeah.
That's true. And therefore, let me know when I'm wrong. Okay.
What do you think, okay. Lindsay, if you knew a friend was being cheated on, what would you do?
More importantly, have you ever been cheated on?
Crime, Nicole. That's probably a touchy
yes,
subject.
I have.
It's a valid question. Yeah, I have. Brock.
Yeah.
And Miko would never do that.
No.
I got you, buddy. I got you.
No.
Wingman!
Yeah, I have. When my little one was a tiny baby, his dad cheated on us. We'd been together since I was 16. We've been together for 14 years. And he cheated on us with the last from work. And still to this day, won't admit it to me, even though he admitted to us that he was still sleeping with this girl when he got together with his other girlfriend that he then had two more kids with.
Oh, wow.
He's a complicated soul.
He's a douchebag.
This guy's a player.
But what would I do? There's probably more chance of me speaking to the person doing the cheating because I would try and find ways to fix things. I'm a firm believer that, I always have in my head that you cannot help who you fall in love with. If it's just a case of, they're just getting that end away and doing that thing, then that's one thing. But if they're falling for someone, then that's another thing altogether. So I think I'd probably speak to them.
I could just imagine speaking to the cheater myself, and I just low key bitch, if I find out you're cheating on my best friend, sticking your dick in another pee-pee, I swear to fucking God. You get in my fist where the sun don't shine, boy.
Here's the funny thing. We're automatically assuming the cheater is a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of us have assumed that the cheater is a man.
Yeah.
All of us.
That's not
have
true.
You noticed that? Everyone that said it has said, I'm getting mad at the dude that's cheating. None of us are assuming that a woman is cheating.
And
my question was going to be, what sex is the person cheating? Because if it's one of my guy friends that's being cheated on, I'm going to try to console him and take him out and make sure
Brock.
He gets out of that situation.
Oh,
if
Brock.
It's one of my female friends that's being cheated on,
I
might have handled a situation like that or two in my life. And I can't say that in public because
you're married.
I don't know if I'm out of the statute of limitations yet.
Oh, I know.
No, it's not because I'm married. Miko, I don't like handcuffs.
You know what?
Me neither.
I think I told you this, Steve, but Lindsay, did we tell you this? Did you hear the story about the time we actually went to the Legacy Games and we got a guy to admit that his father actually left his this guy actually said that his mom left his dad for another woman.
It happens.
What?
It happens.
Did you hear about that? Oh, shit. Did you hear about that?
No.
So Brock and
Lindsay,
I were...
you don't listen to every episode of our podcast? What's wrong with you?
She's going to now.
I'm going to have to backtrack.
Please don't.
Okay, well, you know what? You know what?
Free Miko.
You know what? You know what?
Start
you know
at Miko what? And move forward. Before
you know what?
Miko, we were terrible.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm just going to say it. So Brock and I were at a Level Up Game Store. We're at the Legacy Games right up the road. That's a mom and pop shop where we're from. Where we're from, okay? And I decided to get Emily, Brock's wife, a little gift. It was a card game called The Queer Agenda, okay? And when we were at the register, I started joking with Brock that his wife would be so much hotter if she was a lesbian. And Brock said, "Cool, I swear to God, I don't think you know how well that would work out for me." And then the guy who was checking us out said it didn't work out well for my dad either.
And it was true story. This really did happen, and like the guy started opening up about how his mom left his dad for another woman.
It happens, bro.
Yeah, it was a fun experience with Cole. You know, that's what happens when you go out with Cole and go to our local Legacy Game Store. You just learn about people's lives.
I really can't wait to get to Minnesota.
Cause Cole
you're
likes
not leaving our side.
Because Cole likes to invade.
Lindsay, coming to Minnesota.
Cole likes to invade in people's personal space like that, but he does it in
wrestling
the most indirect ways imaginable.
Boom.
Yes.
We have a saying over here. I'm saying we have a saying over here. It's probably not we. It's probably just me that has a saying over here. And it's bitches be whack. And that is like true story. It is. Women are fucking horrible. What horrible, horrible creatures. And yeah. So yeah. Bitches be whack.
Yeah.
Bitches get stitches.
Bitches beware.
Bitches be whack.
Yeah.
I think you guys just got your new t-shirt. It goes right up there with Edge Carefully.
Edge.
Edge Carefully.
Edge Carefully?
Yeah, Miko, you brought that up.
Oh, Edge Carefully. Yes. Yes. Edge Responsibly. Yes.
And it's responsibly. That's what it was. And then see, Cole Lindsay, has a
Steve
little edge goes a long
the
way.
Show.
Edge responsibly.
I'm assuming we're not talking about cutting the grass with that edging either. It's a
no.
different.
We're talking about a type of cutting grass. Yes.
Not sure.
We're talking about Miko mowing a lawn, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Sorry, sorry. Trim in the bush. I stim disconnected
trim
my headphones.
Miko, are trim you ready it. To pick a category?
Yeah, trim in the box.
Let's do it.
What?
We're going to go deep.
Deep.
Because I can get deeper.
Who was your favorite teacher growing up and why?
Mr. Willette. He was a cool dude. He liked Star Wars, just like I did when I was a kid. I also got his kids hooked on the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books.
He had a big white van. He took me in the back. We had a lot of fun.
Whoa.
His classroom was colored white.
Who's next?
Sorry, tell me more about your teacher. He liked Star Wars?
And I got his kids hooked on the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Show me the doll.
Shut up. I got his kids hooked on the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. Mr. Willette, if you're listening to this, I hope you are doing fucking well for yourself.
If he's listening to this, he's not doing well for himself.
Because you absolutely deserve it, you stupid motherfucker. No, just kidding.
Miko?
Boom.
Did you have a good teacher?
Yes. I had two of them.
They were well disciplined.
female teacher, my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. P. Povich. She was a sexy teacher. She was sexy. I sat in the front class.
For a second there, I thought you were gonna say cool Mrs. P.P.
I sat in the front class.
I love that it's in like the fourth grade too. Like Miko's just like, yeah. Oh, I was in there all.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had a beard in fourth
Steve,
grade.
She was in love with me, bro. she was in love.
When
with
When I
me,
picture
bro.
Miko in fourth grade, I'm just picturing like a little bit smaller version of him.
That's it. I only grew up a few inches.
But still with a beard.
Yeah, with a beard.
Yeah, still with a beard.
I don't know why.
Like it's like the old Family Guy episodes where they show like little Peter Griffin.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah.
Yep, I did. I outdid fifth grade, sixth grade mustache.
Probably.
Yeah. No.
Go on.
But Mr. Geddon was he was an awesome teacher.
Was he hot too?
He was not hot. He was a smoker and he smelled like cigarettes and shit. And he used to try to hide them, you know. And we used to see him go in the closet and go grab his smokes and shit. But
share them with you.
He was an awesome teacher though, bro. But you know what? I pissed him off.
I don't doubt that.
Just one time, you know, during lunch, I pissed him off so bad, you know, he swung the ruler at me, bro. And like from that day on, he had my undivided attention. Like from that day on, bro.
Good. Good teacher.
Huh? Yes, he was.
I respect that.
Yeah. He wanted us to learn.
Kids need it.
With kids, and we were badass kids, you know? Badass kids. I went to the same school, my elementary school, my kids would go to now. Vista View Elementary. So shout out to Vista View Elementary and Janiyah and the bracelet girls. They make bracelets. So, boom, promote.
Oh, how cute. You know?
Steve, are there any good teachers in Florida, or...?
No, they
didn't. I don't know any good school in Florida.
No. Sorry, I forgot your New Jersey.
In Florida, they having sex with their kids.
I know, but you're a Jersey boy. How about in Jersey?
Only because they
had good teachers. All right, so...
Miko, wait up.
I don't remember my favorite teacher. I had a guidance counselor that if it wasn't for my guidance counselor, I probably wouldn't have gotten out of high school. Not because my grades weren't good. I missed a lot of school all the time. It was just... My high school years, I wouldn't go and wouldn't show up, and I would just somehow manage to be average just for the hell of it. Other than that, not school teacher. I had one of my original karate teachers, actually. He does live in Florida. Oh, nice. And I saw him not that long ago, and we just kind of – he was like, yeah, this is amazing. Like, he's one of those guys that kind of – it sounds weird because I host a show. I'm on your show. I did pro wrestling. I was out in front of people. But if it wasn't for that guy, I probably wouldn't have broken out of the shell that I was in when I was like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah. Cool shit. Were you shy? Did you like...
I was shy most up until probably 10, 11, maybe 12 years old. And then like kind of getting into that, I was like, okay, now I'd meet friends that had like similar interests and stuff, and I finally like kind of broke out of my shell a little bit.
Cool shit. It's hard though, as a kid, breaking out of your shell or trying to find yourself. You know, I didn't bro until I was like older. You know what I mean? Where I realized that a lot of things that I thought that were helping me through my life wouldn't help me at all, and where I can be this version of Miko, like just normal.
Miko mind.
You know?
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks ago when we met Cole.
I mean, Miko, seriously, same thing. I kind of didn't fully break out until I think I got my first official job when I was like 17 years old. Yeah. And of all things, I was doing telemarketing. But you want to see a young man grow, a young boy grow into a man quickly.
Yeah.
You have a kid calling New York City at 9 o'clock on a Sunday to ask for donations.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
There are curses that probably Lindsay has only heard. Because on the other side of the pond, they're on a whole different level of cursing over there.
Yeah. Hey, let me hear some of that, Lindsay. Let's hear some of that. Cuss me out.
Well, I want to hear Lindsay first. Do you have some good teachers?
I had two. So I had an English teacher who totally embraced my weirdness. Because I was, you guys know, of course you do, but I'm Cole might not be old enough, but Daria.
Okay, that was
a TV
show.
All I know is that was a Beavis and Butthead spinoff. That's literally all I know about it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was Daria at school. I had the nerdy glasses. I had the
diarrhea.
I had the nerdy glasses. I was sarcastic. I was really dry humor, same as I am now. But I'm exactly the same as you guys. I didn't embrace that until I was probably in my 30s. I think I just tried to like conform to what I thought I needed to be.
Right.
And it wasn't until I was like in my 30s and I'd split from my little one's dad and I was like, you know what it is? This is who I am. I love wrestling. I'm a giant nerd. I love comics. And I was like, no, I'm going to own it. So, but one of my teachers, one of my teachers loved that dark and sarcastic and morbid side that I had. And I did for one of my, they're called GCSEs here. When you turn 16, you do GCSE and GCSEs and all the classes. He accepted a book of really dark poetry that I had written for that, which was totally out of the norm. And my other teacher was a history teacher, and he had a giant Marvin the Martian statue in his room. And he was like 6'5", but and like massive, biggish, like not muscular, just a big bloke. And he drove a tiny little Mini Cooper, like the ones that they had on the Italian Job, but the original Italian Job with Michael Caine, like the proper little one. So seeing this massive bloke fit into this tiny car was hilarious. He had like long hair and glasses. That was
me as a
kid.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Proper little nerd.
Yeah. You matured since then.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. But no, that's
I haven't matured at all. Just yet.
I was gonna say there's a beautiful theme there. I think the nice thing that everyone has in common here is the teachers that you really treasured and embraced were the ones that met you where you were and really highlighted who you were and saw you for who you were. Like that was a cool thing. Like that's what it's all about. Yeah. It's like and that's kind of what coal mine is, isn't it? It's just we're weird.
Super.
We like being just ourselves.
We're nasty.
That's the whole point of the thing is we're unfiltered, we're just everything comes out,
we're unhinged.
Yeah. But you know what? We're just here to have fun.
Yeah.
Unhinged right? And super cringe.
That's just the joke of the whole thing.
Love it.
We love everyone. We don't really care about anything. We don't want to start any beef with anyone other than birthday beat him up and
Queen Elizabeth.
Hey, speaking of starting beef, I got to ask you, what's your opinion on Weight Watchers?
Weight Watchers. I think it's an absolute fucking scam. I think
that's what the last guy said.
Literally. Like, people do lose weight on it. Totally do. But it's all just a case that you could do that yourself without paying to get in front of a group of people and be embarrassed because you've put on 3 pounds this week. You could literally lose that weight and own your shit and be amazing without some horrible little granny going, you've put 3 pounds on this week. Have you been eating lots of peas?
I think I need the belittling, so maybe I do need to join Weight Watchers.
Fuck Weight
You definitely don't know.
You know what? I love one of those. I love my weight.
Yeah, right. I'd be more sensitive if you got your fat ass on a treadmill type situation.
Yeah. Because my Auntie Debbie used to be a big Weight Watchers fanatic, but I don't know if she still is anymore.
Cole, you're just desperately waiting for someone to say, like, oh, it's a good thing, so you can go buy it. That's all you're waiting for, isn't it?
Well, you know what? No. I just want to get people's opinions on it because, frankly...
And when you hear a thumbs up, you're going to run out and get it.
Company slander is good for ratings.
Deep.
Coal mind. I think we should end it on that. What do you
coal mind.
Coal's right out of here. Should we do one more question, people? One more? All right. Lindsay, as our super special guest, let's you pick one more question. We'll go around. Man, this has been fun.
Yeah. Make this one count.
Since we haven't had one yet, let's do an icebreaker. Did we have one? Was the last one an icebreaker?
Icebreaker.
No, that was the. We haven't done an icebreaker yet.
Oh, this will be interesting, actually, Lindsay.
Nice.
What was your first car, or what would you like your first car to be? We all had a car.
Mine was actually an 04 Malibu.
So.
Fully loaded.
So, here's where things get a bit weird. I don't drive.
You know?
What?
Okay. I don't drive. I don't have a car. Again, a lot of people over here don't. We just use public transport. Cause
I respect that. I know. So many other countries don't. I love it. Like when I lived in Korea, never got a car. Didn't need one. It was great.
Yeah, that's exactly
everything
it.
Everything was so close by.
I was going to say the UK has a lot of public transport type stuff, right?
Yeah.
The U.S. is like the worst country for public transportation. We just haven't figured it out. We'd have just the worst public transportation. It's a joke. It's terrible. It's nasty.
Yeah.
But everywhere else in the world, it's like brilliant.
Some of the things I've seen, if you look, the places
in the U.S. that do have good public transportation are like congested areas. Like New York has good public transportation, but like L.A. doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you can two major cities that are major marketplaces, and one has great public transportation, one doesn't.
Yeah.
I did have a motorbike, so I've had two. One was a little moped thing. It was a little 50cc with a sports exhaust on, so it would go like 40 mile an hour with a back wind going downhill. It's so bad. And the other one was it was a hybrid. It was a cross between a motorbike and a scooter, moped, I guess you guys would call it over there. And it had the petrol tank in the middle, but it had like a proper comfy seat, and that was a 125, and that was, loved that. But yeah, no car.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't care about any of your cars
or your opinion on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, well, geez, Cole, no, I know you don't care about anyone's opinion.
Boom.
I think that's a good stopping point.
Kale, I think you need to go right now.
Goodness gracious. What are you gonna do about it? Oh my goodness, Lindsay. We did not expect this to be this much fun. You're a blast. You are so much fun.
You know what? If we get record ratings, it's going to be because of you. You're just one step closer to getting this podcast monetized.
And seriously, Lindsay, what are the odds we can get you back on?
Oh, wait, there was the monetization pitch.
You think we can get you to follow us on Patreon?
Absolutely. Just drop us a message and let me know anytime, I will come back and I will teach Mingo some case words.
Perfect. And you think you're
gonna let me know if you're married too, right?
Drop me a message.
To be continued. And you'll be nice to Steve and go on his podcast too, maybe.
Oh. Absolutely. Definitely go
talk to him. His is legit. They actually do stuff on his. His is really cool. I like it.
Definitely go talk. And you won't smack me. We're a little structured.
Yeah, they're structured. They do things. They put effort into it. They don't make you wait an hour before the podcast because they had to run to McDonald's and pick up Miko.
That's why I come on this one,
so that I can get the rest of it out.
Right. Thank you. We want to be everyone's garbage disposal for podcasts. We want everyone to just get all their filth out and just run it down us. Okay? So when you just want to be done and just want to talk and let everything out, you come to Coal Mine.
Come to Coal Mine.
And you dig deep to get into the mind more, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're about.
This is way cheaper than therapy.
Well, I don't know. A lot of stuff gets unearthed during these sessions.
Or this might be why we go to therapy.
This is usually the kind.
I was gonna say that. This is why we go to therapy.
This is my therapy.
And I'm your shrink here.
Cole, you want to give us a super special song to go out on?
Yeah.
Sing it for us.
So long. Farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now until we meet again. Hey, out of the box. Hey, out of the box. Coal mine.
Coal mine.
Woo! Yes, thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much, guys.
Lindsay, nice meeting you.
I know. We'll talk.
Guys, have a good one.
You too.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye now.
Stay safe.
Awesome job, guys.
Stay safe, my guy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Had so much fun tonight, guys.
This was so much fun. Thank you.
Catch you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.